Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Is on your mind, ladies and gentlemen, on this a Tuesday edition of the program. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. We're brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. I'd love for you to take a moment and go to ndfb.org and find out all kinds of great membership benefits. Check those out. Also, today on the program, speaking of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, we're going to hear from a farmer from Cavalier. And, you know, I would love to be up in Cavalier on Craig's farm when he's juggling all the spring work that needs to be done in calving. Would that not be the best? I would just love to be out there when one of these days. We first, I think, better go to Scott Bachmeyer's ranch, because we promised that, haven't we, Todd?
Yes, we have.
So, and I think we said we'd fix fence, so we'll do that, and then once we do that, we'll find a calving operation.
Only in North Dakota they call it fix fence.
I love that.
In most other states, we'll help him fix his fence or fix the fence.
Exactly.
But in North Dakota, it's fix fence. Did you wake up the snow on the ground? Because we did here.
I hate to call this snow because, it's not going to last long, and it's kind of that wet stuff.
All I know is I was washing a convertible yesterday, and then today there's snow on the ground. Welcome to North Dakota.
I know. Anyway, we'll find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers today on the program. We're going to talk a little bit about a bill that passed the House yesterday. We spent some time on yesterday, and I know there's a mood among Democrats who, let's be honest, don't like oil companies, okay? They love the money the oil companies generate, but otherwise they don't like oil companies. So let's just be honest. That's the vast majority of Democrats. And what they, again, they're addicted to their money, but they don't really like them very much. So they are yesterday arguing, making the case against a long-term stability, right? Whether you're in business, if you have a donut shop or an oil company, anything, you want to have an idea of what the future looks like, right? Okay, how am I going to be taxed? And right now, North Dakota has a ridiculously complicated and stupid tax system. It really is when it comes to taxing oil companies. If the price is this, you'll pay this. If the price is that, you'll pay that. I mean, it's just so you already are in a business that is dealing with a commodity where the price goes up and down, and then you're dealing with a with a state that taxes you up and down. So anyway,
we made it so complicated?
It's just what government does, you know. I mean, it's what government does. I guess the heart was in the right place by saying, well, let's trigger it off, right? Because next month, if oil averages below $55 a barrel, the trigger is going to go away, right? And so they go down to a 0% rate. And I think that's one of the reasons that yesterday Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council said, hey, we're neutral here unless you change this bill. And change this bill to number one, do this regardless of whether the trigger kicks in next month, because if this is a good idea and good policy, you know, you should do it regardless. Not just if, it, you know, sort of like it was the state saying, well, you know what, if your taxes are going to be cut, we want to raise them. Because we want the money. You know, I mean, come on. How does that work, right? I mean, but then if it goes off, okay, well, then we'll change it for the long term. So, I mean, I understand where the industry was coming from. And they also said, look, if our competitive states are at 7, let's be at 9. Let's not go to 9.5. So, anyway, that did not happen. I think you could fairly say here are the Republicans who have the majority. Kind of jamming it to their to one of their cash cows, in this case the industry, by raising their taxes next month if this trigger kicks in, and then going with a rate that's higher than the industry would like. But nonetheless, it passed the House yesterday, a much discussed bill. I know there was a lot being made also of the fact that the timing wasn't good, and I got sucked into that a little bit too myself, thinking, gosh, you know, it's day 70 and there's only 10 days even constitutionally allowed left. They're hoping to even do it shorter. Why so last minute? I did a little bit of checking on that, and I found two things. One is the fact that, I mean, number one, the price, right? The price just continues to go down, and it's looking more and more evident that the trigger's going to kick in next month. So that forced this. Number two is the Fort Berthold folks came down, the three affiliated tribes came down, and they started looking for a deal. And quite honestly, we're offered a deal by the Democrats, specifically Max Schneider, who said, how about if we, you know, change and do a floating trigger and something? And they said, I like that. Well, obviously, if now you start changing the deal for one group of folks, you can't just, you'd have the oil company say, okay, if we do business there, it's one tax price. If we do, you know, business elsewhere, it's another. That doesn't work. They're, again, bad ideas. So partially this was forced by a conversation a week or so ago by the tribe, which is okay. I think this conversation's good. The other thing I was thinking as I was being critical of the 11th hour part of this, because I think that's fair, okay? I think that's fair criticism against the majority here to say, why now? Why at the 11th hour? Why are you doing this? This is not a new debate. This debate has gone on in this session, the previous session, and the session before that. All right? In one way or another. Now, initially it was, oh, no. We got way too much infrastructure needs to be for lowering any taxes. We're going to put it into that first. And they did. Okay? And it was, well, you know, we'll eventually get to this. Well, we're it eventually. Right? And I think the wake up call, the cold water to everyone's face, quite honestly, was the drop in prices and how quick this can shut off. I mean, think about that. How quick this can shut off. It did rather quickly. And I think that's because in the previous arguments, we heard from Democrats, Max Schneider among them, by the way, the current Senate minority leader, and other Democrats against this. And, to be fair, a few Republicans that were against this that liked the money as well. And you know what their line was? The industry's not going anywhere. They're not going anywhere. They're here. All the oil's here. They got the people here. They got the rigs here. They're not going anywhere. And that's sort of like we're charging them a lot because we can. Which, you know, I don't necessarily like that argument either. But so I backed off that you know, sympathy, if you will, to the Democrats' argument that this is done at the 11th hour because really a version of this has been discussed for a long time. 5-6 years worth of very solid discussion and a lot of smart people thinking about it. Here's what I hope we do. You know, Al Carlson made this point that this is really about long-term reform. What's best for the long term? That's what we ought to be thinking about. We ought not get wrapped up in partisan debates and all that stuff. And this wasn't close. It passed the House 57-32. Folks, those are people that get elected and have gotten elected. Those are people that speak for the people. 57-32 is no small deal. We'll see what happens in the Senate today. But, you know, that's pretty strong deal. So I think we're pretty good. There's more I want to go through from this story. And by the way, this will mean more revenue. Again, for everybody that thinks the oil companies are getting a sweetheart deal, the oil companies will pay more in tax revenue as a result of this passing in the biennium of 2015-2017 that's coming up. Nobody really knows what it'll mean long term. I hope it actually will be a reduction in what the oil companies pay in taxes, because it'll mean we're more competitive with places like Oklahoma and Texas where they have oil. And here's another question I'd ask any of the critics of this. And you know what? I think it's good to have a conversation about this. Good, bad, and different. Wherever you're at on this, let's talk about this. That's why we ask what's on your mind. There's a lot of different angles to this, and nobody's 100% right. Nobody's 100% wrong. But I want you to think about this. The Democrats are arguing, by the way, it's not just them. They brought in the AFL-CIO and every you know, the Farmers Union and all their constituency. And for all the talk of there wasn't enough time, they sure had enough time to get all the people opposed to this marshaled together. Maybe it's because all they do is stay there and argue for more tax money. But I want to ask all those critics that are upset about this. Where's the money better spent? So let's just take a number. Let's say if, you know, when we go back and assess this 10 years from now, that I'm going to pick a rough number, $2 billion less came out of the coffers of the oil companies, and $2 billion less is in the coffers of the state as a result of this decision, okay? And we look at what happened to that. Follow the money. Where did the $2 billion go? I would argue the return would be way better than having it sit in Bismarck and have everybody fight over how to get their share of it. You follow what I'm saying? It isn't as though the money is going to go in somebody's pocket so they can go to Hawaii. It's going to be invested into jobs and people and infrastructure and long-term stability for the industry. It's going to stand up more rigs that are 177 jobs per rig just on the rig, not to mention the ripple effect. Somebody yesterday said, hey, that number's closer to 250 per rig. That's where the dollars are going to go. And those people buy trucks and steaks and stay in hotels and, you know, buy things and build homes. And that's a good thing, isn't it? You tell me if I'm wrong. 800-228-0550. I'll tell you about our guest lineup coming up on What's On Your Mind after this short timeout. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mataje Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're ribfest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Past the hour, this is What's On Your Mind. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. On the program today, Senator Rich Wardner, the senator of the Republican from Dickinson that is the Senate Majority Leader, talk about this monumental bill to restructure the oil tax formula, some of the pressing issues in the final days of the session. He'll be here coming up in just a little bit. We're also going to chat with Brent Stafford, the mayor of Watford City. He was testifying in favor yesterday in the House Finance and Tax Committee. For all the worry about the not hearing enough voices, there wasn't much testimony in favor of this oil tax bill change, House Bill 1476, yesterday. But Mayor Brent Stafford was one, and I think Greater North Dakota Chamber was another, and might have been it. I know Ron Ness, North Dakota Petroleum Council, was neutral on it. We have Ron's testimony. He was going to join us, but ended up with a meeting, and I actually have his testimony that I asked him for. And so I'll share some comments from Ron, and I think you'll get a little different perspective on how this is far from a good deal from the for the industry. I mean, they're staring down the barrel of a tax cut a month away, and this would reverse that and hike the taxes on them again in exchange for a rate that's still 2.5% higher than competitive states like Oklahoma and Texas. I think Colorado's at 7% too. Welcome your calls, your questions, your comments on this. Want your take on it and what you think as well today. On the it did pass overwhelmingly. Committee 10-4 and yesterday overwhelmingly in the House as well, 55 something or another. So it was a big number. I had it in front of me a second ago. Have you seen that Minnesota is losing their young people? Now, North Dakota's numbers are up in everything, including younger folks coming. But Minnesota losing its young people. Why do you think that is? Front page of the Minneapolis Star-Trib on Sunday says, Minnesota youth exodus spells job crisis ahead. And more of them moving out than are moving in. What do you make of that? There's a vote in Minot today on an $88 million rec center. If you're up in Minot, let us know how you're going to vote on that. $88 million. It's funded by the town. This is a little bit of neighboritis. They see that nice one Williston has, and so they want the same one there in Minot. But a lot of our listeners have been emailing saying, I'd love it if you talk about this, and it is a bad deal. And I'll leave that to Minot citizens to decide whether it's a bad deal or not. But that's why I say whether you're for it or whether you're against it, let me know. Let me know. I'm going to give my buddy Vance a call to sleep in. He'd be a good guy. I might do that. I might do that before the end of the program. We'll check in with him and see if you're in Minot. By the way, the Sleep In and Conference Center, Suites and Conference Center, is the place to stay. It's a fabulous. It is a fabulous location. All right. So the Senate today will now take up this this oil tax reform. What do you think they ought to do? What's your take on this? 800-228-0550. A couple things we're following here for you today. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Here's the Bismarck Tribune story by Nick Smith on this. The North Dakota House voted to lower the oil extraction tax rate in the state over the objections of Democrats upset over the sudden introduction of the bill last week. All right, I covered that earlier. Sudden. The sudden introduction. Two things. One, this is not a new debate, number one. Number two, if not now, when, right? I mean, if it's sudden, okay, they opposed it. They've opposed it two sessions ago, last session, this session. If you waited, if you'd done it, at the beginning, would that matter? I think that's just posturing. Let's not get caught up on that stuff. Let's debate it on the merits, right, which is House Bill 1476. It passed 57-32, and they had an hour-long debate. Democrats expressed concerns over the long-term impacts of the bill. Translation, we might have less of their money to spend. Yes, I'd like to give my commentary as the story goes along. The bill received a do-pass recommendation in committee. Al said, it's time for us to put a very simple piece of legislation in place. This is Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader. It's time for us to put a very simple piece of legislation in place. Long-term, this is good policy. That's where the debate should be. Is this good policy long-term? Now, one of the things Max Schneider said yesterday, and I know Todd played this after I had to skedaddle over to the Case IH plant yesterday, which was great fun, by the way, watching some red iron and blue iron and some of the Case IH construction equipment being built. Gosh, that was fun. Building tractors. I mean, isn't that what we dreamed of as kids, Todd? You know? Yeah, I actually saw the guys actually building the big old tractors. It was phenomenal. Congressman Kevin Cramer was given a National Manufacturing Award, National Association of Manufacturers. And I got to see my buddy Guy Most from Baker Boy and Mike Bollinger from Western Products. And, A lot of folks there. Howard Dahl was there. Of course, his family goes back to the Steiger Tractor days. It was neat. Really, Spectrum Aeromed building some really innovative things for transporting medical patients in airplanes. Some neat manufacturing folks, and they were great hosts at a Case IH. I meant to give a shout-out to them. But I left a little early, and Todd played a couple of clips from folks. And one of the arguments that Max Schneider said, and I guess it's worth thinking about, is he's saying, is it really good to remove an incentive, when prices are low? And again, that incentive right now is about to kick in next month. So it's a point worth debating, and they debated it yesterday and shot it down. So continuing with the story, the bill would permanently lower the state's 6.5% oil extraction tax to 4.5% and eliminate a pair of oil tax triggers in place if the larger of the two were to take effect. The bill would create an overall 9.5% tax on the industry. The state's 5% gross production tax would be untouched by the legislation. A fiscal note for House Bill 1476 estimates a revenue increase of $120 million during the next biennium if passed. Bob Scarpel, Republican from Tioga, said he couldn't vote for such a large change without a more thorough vetting. He said, I believe in eliminating the trigger, but I don't believe there's an urgency to do it in the fashion that this bill recommends. Several Democrats rose in lockstep opposition, saying any short-term benefit would be outweighed by long-term shortfalls. What does a shortfall mean? It means there's less money in state coffers. So again, more revenue in the short term, 2015-2017, for government, a tax increase on the industry. So it's no sweetheart deal for the industry. And I ask you, here's the question I want everybody to consider. Whatever ultimate tax decrease for the industry comes out of this, is it better for that money to be invested in the state, which it will be by the companies, experience shows that, or to stay in state coffers to allow for more government spending? How will the money be used? That is the question that we all ought to be pondering today. And instead, we're talking about whether it's early or, you know, not enough time, or it's, you know, a rush through or whatever. What's the best policy? And ultimately, if this results in a tax reduction for the industry, what will they do with it? That's what I want to know. We don't have anybody from the industry on the program today, but I am going to ask Brent Sanford that, because obviously he interacts with a lot of folks in the industry and also has a background as an accountant, spent a lot of years at Ide Bailey. Before we return to the family business, selling wonderful trucks there at S&S Motors in Watford City, and he testified yesterday, so we'll get his take on this as well. And I want yours. Rich Wardner will come back because the Senate will take this bill up next, so we'll chat with Senator Rich Wardner when we come back. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Lots of questions on the table. What's on your mind? Tell us today. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mataje Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're Ribfest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind. Why are Minnesota youth leaving Minnesota? By the way, North Dakota up, Minnesota losing them. Interesting. Scott comments quoted a person from the story saying she settled with her boyfriend in Fargo, North Dakota. Rent is more affordable, she said, and there's plenty of work. He says, and maybe if the income tax wasn't four times higher in Minnesota, they would settle here too. A lot of you weighing in. Steve says, can you say shale oil fields? John says, once Obama and then Hillary finally get rid of America's domestic oil industry, then the people will come back to Minnesota. Scott says they most likely compared paycheck stubs with their North Dakota friends and realized Minnesota taxes are four times greater than their North Dakota friends. If they'd reinstate the work requirements for the welfare recipients, it would also add to the workforce, too. So anyway, some folks weighing in on that comment today, and you're welcome to do so. Also, the Minot Rec Center vote. And we're, of course, following what's happening in the North Dakota legislature today. House Bill 1476 will come over to the Senate side. And this is an effort to reform the oil tax and actually hike it for the short term, but obviously eventually lower it overall for the long term. The Senate Majority Leader, Rich Wardner, is here back with us on the program to talk a little bit about that vote today. Senator, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm fine. Thank you.
And if you have questions or comments today, let us know. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Any recommendations on how Senator Wardner vote on this bill? What's the schedule today? A committee hearing first and then on the full Senate today, or what do we know?
No, the bill will have a hearing today. It'll have a committee hearing at about 2 o'clock. As soon as we get off the floor, we have a floor session at 1, and then we'll have that hearing at 2. They'll do some work on the bill. The bill won't come up on the floor of the Senate today. It'll probably be maybe tomorrow, Wednesday. And then tomorrow morning they will work on the bill, and there may be some other things they have to take a look at. And then probably Wednesday morning, they'll probably kick it out of committee.
All right. What's your take on it?
Well, I think it is a good compromise. It's a hedge, but I think it's a win no matter what you do. For example, if we are to do nothing and we kick the incentives on, we lose money, but it's a short-term thing. However, I just want to make sure that everybody understands, nobody knows how long those incentives would be triggered on, in which the oil wells that are there now, the oil that's existing, would be taxed at 4% on the extraction tax, which you add that to the 5% gross production tax, that's 9% total. And the brand new wells would be taxed at zero extraction tax for 24 months, which is the big time of the production of those horizontal wells in Bakken. And so that could be on for a year. I just want everybody to know that the Moody's Analytics future forecast says that it would be on for a year. Nobody knows for sure. It could be on for less, but it could be on for longer. And I would like to point out that trigger exemption was on for 17 years, and I'm not going to go so far as to say it could be on for another 17. I don't think so. But it could be on for 3-4 years, which would be a major impact to our state reserves. And then the other side of it is it may not go off. It may not trigger the incentives, and then we would be still at our same 11.5%, which is 6.5 extraction, and along with the 5% gross production, nothing would change.
So, yeah, and explain to folks when you don't know because it's all tied to the price, right? So, what does it take for the big trigger to come off?
Well, the big trigger, our trigger price is $55.09, and we have now 4 months, and it looks like April's going to be that. We're going to have 4 months where the average price of West Texas Intermediate is under the $55.09, and that would be January, February, March, and April. However, the price has now moved above the trigger as we go into May. So if it holds in May and stays above the trigger, the average, it could get below the trigger 1 day or 2 days, but as long as it averages over the trigger, it will not kick on the incentives. However, if it would average under, it would be the fifth month, and on June 1, the incentives would then go into play.
Yeah, so and then once they're in play, what does it take for them to come off?
Well, it takes 5 consecutive months where it averages over the trigger to get them off. So it is no easy feat. And that's why I'm saying that with the prices the way they are and with all the inventory of oil in the world, we could end up floating back and forth between $50 a barrel oil to $60 a barrel oil, and we would never get the average to get the incentives kicked off so we could end up with the higher rate.
I'm going to read you part of Ron Ness's testimony yesterday before the House Finance and Tax Committee when he said, it's hard to imagine that a $40 billion industry in North Dakota has no idea what their tax rate will be 40 days from today. Under today's law, the big trigger is a 130% swing in the tax rate, and all existing wells are reduced to 9%. That's about $76 million per month at $40 a barrel. How can you plan with that on the horizon? HB 1476, as drafted, is merely a revenue insurance policy for the state of North Dakota on the backs of oil producers and mineral owners. He's making the case, and his amendment didn't get adopted yesterday, but I'm curious how it'll be received in the Senate from your perspective, to say, hey, if this is good policy to get rid of the triggers and just have a flat rate, why not do it regardless of whether the trigger kicks next month?
Well, that could be. I don't think we're going to change it any. I think that, like I said, it's a hedge, and maybe it's political, and maybe we shouldn't be doing things on political, but political factors do play into this. But I do think that it is good policy to go. Agree with him on that if we do get to the 9.5%, it will be good for the state. And there are many people who look at it in I would say, kind of short-sightedness. They say, we're going to lose billions and billions. But, Scott, I want you to know that if we're at 9.5, you're going to steady the industry out there. And when the price fluctuates up and down, they're not going to be jumping out and jumping in. When you're at 11.5, when we get down below $70, they're leaving. They're stacking those rigs. I believe if you're at 9.5, they're in there for a longer period of time, plus the fact when it's 9.5% or a static number that they know is always going to be there, you're going to find more investment, and the more investment is going to mean there's going to be more activity on the drilling side, and, Scott, there's going to be more activity on the enhanced recovery, meaning they're going to go into those existing wells and trying to find new technology, new ways to get more oil. And when I say get more oil, that means there's CO2 floods and things of that nature that they're working with. But what happens, we're only getting about 7% to 8% at best of the oil that's in the Bakken. That means there's over 90% of the oil still there. And there's technology coming that we'll be able to get it. So if they're going to invest more and do more in that area, I'm saying that this is going to mean less is going to be more. When I say less is going to be more, lower the tax, less tax is going to mean more for the state of North Dakota in the long haul. And when you have activity out there, it spreads to the other sectors, and it spreads to our general fund, where we collect sales and income tax, and that's where we fund most of our stuff from. And I probably don't have time, but people need to know that where the oil taxes go and how we use them. They, not very many of them go into the general fund. Most of them are put into constitutional funds that then are fed to fund certain programs through their revenue stream.
Well, I think you make a very good case, Senator, for this. I'm scratching my head on why we wouldn't want that, regardless of whether or not the trigger goes in, to tell you the truth. And I think you heard you say earlier it's political. I guess, but I mean, to me, the politics is going to be there regardless. Do good policy, and you know, politics will take care of themselves. You know, because I've made that point. I said at the top of the show, I said, look, let's say 10 years now we look back, and because of this change, there's $2 billion less that came into the state coffers, and instead stayed with the oil companies. What happens with that money? I would argue the $2 billion would mean more jobs, more rigs, and more spin-off economic value for the state than it's staying in state coffers and, you know, having a, you know, a big money grubbing contest for it. That'd be my argument. You know, I mean,
your argument is right. That's exactly. And everybody thinks, I don't know what they think they do with their money. The oil companies reinvest. That's what they do into research and technology. So, you're right.
We have one listener here that says, I'm wondering how or if this oil trigger change will affect the royalty owners. We already have a tax taken right off the top and then have to pay income tax on the net, so we're double taxed now. What about that, Senator?
Well, it'll decrease their tax just like it will for the oil companies if it goes into effect. Royalty owners are taxed on they get the same tax that's taken off the top.
So a reduction for them, too.
Yes.
Yeah, and this is because this is when they're drilling, it's an expense for the companies as well. So that's part of, like you say, it's taken off the top. Cameron in Mandan, quick question for Senator Warden. We have a minute left, so it has to be a quick question, Cameron.
Well, I don't see an argument there. All you're saying is government spending is bad. Government spending bad, that's your argument, and it's not really an argument. What I would say is that what we look at with taxation is that it's optimal, that it's balanced between to maximize revenue for the government without causing economic hardship. So what do you think is more responsible with respect to optimizing taxation? And, you know, optimizing taxation with respect to the economy.
All right, let's ask that question to Senator Warner after we get back here. Hang on tight, if you would, Rich. Do you have time to stay with us through the break?
I do.
Okay,
yes.
We'll get Rich's answer to that question on this for the break. Thanks for the question, Cameron. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Ebert, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
all North American made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We get to find out today what it's like to juggle calving and spring work. And that's what I love about Tuesdays, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau, when we find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Craig, who farms up by Cavalier, give us the scoop now on what it's like to juggle calving and all the spring work you have to do.
Things are very busy in our farm right now. We're still calving, although we're getting pretty close to wrapping up. It has gone very well. We've enjoyed the early spring weather as compared to other years. Along with that, we've also started planting yesterday, and I'm planting some silage corn today. Although we still have some work to do with equipment, so we're hoping to start planting wheat within a few days as well. Hopefully the weather stays warm and we can get at that. And as planting moves on, we'll roll right into AI and heifers and planting soybeans. And somewhere in there, we have to find time to vaccinate calves and also how all cow-calf pairs in the past year. So there's always something to do.
I love it. Thank you, Craig. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. All right, continuing our conversation with Senator Rich Wardner. Today at 2 o'clock, a Finance and Tax Committee will take up House Bill 1476 on this oil tax reform. We're talking to the senator about it today on the program, and welcome your questions and your comments as well. So before the break, Cameron Dunamandan had a question specifically saying, you know, the real issue here is the optimum tax rate. What should it be? I've raised the fact that, you know, North Dakota's oil tax, extraction tax at 6.5%, and production tax at 5, is the highest in the lower 48. And so, but really we ought to focus on our shale competitors, right? And they'd be Texas and Oklahoma. They're at 7%. If the trigger hits, you're talking about bringing this to 9.5%. So we're still 2.5% higher, right, Rich?
That is correct. But answering his question, when you have I think the 9.5 is a good tax rate, an optimum one, because one thing it's going to do, going from the 11.5 to 9.5, it's going to spur more economic activity in the state. But what does that mean? It means that we're going to have more sales tax revenue. We're going to have more income tax revenue on the other side, that those monies go into our general fund. And I believe that they will continue to grow. And then going over on the oil side, the oil revenue side, the oil tax revenue, there's two areas that will probably have a little less. Of course, the constitutional funds won't have as much going into them, but we don't spend off of the principal there. But the water, the Resources Trust Fund, which we fund water projects in, and the Strategic Investment and Improvement Fund, which we spend one time on roads and infrastructure like that, they will have a little less. But believe me, Scott, they will still have a good amount of money. We also have another, we call it a bucket, that we put money away to help with property tax. So those things will still be there. It won't make, it won't take anything away from them. It's just that we will not have quite as much to spend for water projects, even though we still will have plenty of money, and the same with the roads and infrastructure.
Cameron, thanks for the call, and I hope Cameron is still up for that gun debate at some point. We're trying to get that scheduled. Jeff in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Senator Rich Wardner. Go ahead, Jeff.
How is the oil, or what price do we put on this oil when we do tax it? Is it West Texas, or is it our discounted North Dakota price?
Well, that's a good question. I haven't had to answer that very often. It's the North Dakota discounted price. We use West Texas Intermediate as a guideline for this tax trigger. And you might ask, why? Well, that's what the legislature put in place in 1987.
Because we're already at a $10 to $15 discount a barrel just to get it out of here. I'm already behind the eight ball. Right?
That's right. That's right. The differential is around... Oh, it's around $7-$8 a barrel, and so when we say the trigger is at 55.09, that's on West Texas Intermediate, which means that the North Dakota price is below that.
All right, just want to get that square. Thank you.
Yeah, a good question, Jeff. Thank you. Less than a minute left, Senator. Just want to ask you about one other piece. But by the way, what do you anticipate? You think this bill's going to pass as it passed the House and the Senate?
Well, I think it will. You know, when you talk about why don't we just do the 9.5 and forget about the way the bill is written, that it only trigger on if the tax incentives. Well, there are a lot of legislators that probably wouldn't vote for it that way. Whereas the way it is now, they see probably the short term increase in revenue, and they're willing to vote for it to not have the incentives trigger on. So that's just the reality of life.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I think it's good policy. It's good policy regardless of where it goes. Oh, just literally the 20 seconds left. How about last time you were on, you told us about the Strategic Investment Infrastructure Fund being used as a way to balance out the difference on the formula bill that didn't happen. Is that still in the works?
No, say that again. I'm sorry. I didn't quite catch that.
Yeah, you were talking about the SIF fund being used ultimately that the oil producing counties and cities would get 30% of that SIF fund going forward was the proposal that was on the table. Is that still on
the
table?
That's going to go.
Got it. Thanks, Senator. Yep, we'll see you. We'll be out there on Friday, and we'll keep tabs on the final hours of the legislature. Appreciate the time today. More coming up, folks.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I want to tell you about our product that you can use for 60 days, and if you don't like it, send it back, no obligation whatsoever. It comes with a 10-year warranty. I'm talking about MyPillow. It has helped a whole lot of folks who suffer from all kinds of ailments. Find out more about that at MyPillow.com. It's helped me just simply get a better night's sleep. And you know what? The best night's sleep in the whole world is something you can't put a price tag on. It's incredible because sleep is the most important thing to your health, and MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. I know. Patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. Non-allergenic. And again, a 10-year warranty with a 60-night money-back guarantee. Right now, 2-for-1, 50% savings to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation designation as MyPillow being the official pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 right now. 800-506-9028. MyPillow. Guaranteed.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.